Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. September 16, 2019. Welcome to the Town Council of Curry Beach regular meeting. We will now have the invocation and pledge of allegiance. God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here in a free America. Bless each person present with peace and prosperity. Grant that this meeting be successful and productive. Guide us during our discussions and give us wisdom concerning the issues that we face. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve it.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
No changes?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, consent agenda stands as proposed. Adoption of the agenda. Do we have any changes recommended to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to remove the, under new business, the proclamation request. Just remove that from the agenda.
Okay, I second.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So the agenda will be modified as recommended. And now discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Is there anyone here on the list to address council?
Yes, Ms. Blackmore. No, I don't miss a chance to speak. No. Can't get it long enough. Mine is short and sweet. It's just to thank you all for what you did during the storm to keep us informed before the storm, calling meetings, telling us what was going on, sending out the emails during the storm. And of course, to our public works and our fire department, our police department, maybe even inspections were out during the storm. I'm not sure, but I am sure they were all on duty, and that's appreciated by the citizens. And just wanted to let you know, good job. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Anybody else to address council? Okay. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Looks like we have light committee business this evening. Community center not represented. They did have a very successful barbecue, and I believe they made over $2,000 for the town, which was quite an effort by all the ladies who are part of the community center and all of those volunteers who made an outstanding array of desserts. Marketing committee, no representation tonight. Shoreline Access and Beach Committee,
nothing to report.
Nothing to report, okay. Non-town committee reports, there are none. Planning and Zoning Commission,
none.
None, okay. That was an easy part of the evening. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Administration, Nancy. Okay. Building Inspections Department, John.
Nothing, sir.
Finance Department, Arlen.
I thought I just mentioned that North Carolina Emergency Management asked for preliminary information on costs that the town incurred. So what was provided to them was that debris removal, about $20,000. The emergency protective measures, which is all the stuff before, during, and immediately after, about $40,000. And then damages to town property at about $10,000.
Okay.
That was very, very preliminary, but everybody, I just want to say all the department heads, extremely helpful in getting that information together.
And so you noted debris, we got it all in containers per your guidance, so Do we need pictures of that, or we're good since it went in containers? Is there anything else you think we need?
I think we're good. I mean, you know, whether there's going to be any type of reimbursement,
we'll right.
kind of have to wait and see.
That's right. Okay. Thanks, Earl.
Well, we did have a stated emergency, so, I mean, statewide, I believe.
Right, so, but I think if it comes down to the county level, this request for information was to try to determine what the damage were within New Hampshire County.
Yeah, I did notice, I don't believe every town had an actual collection of debris, but, okay, thank you, Arlen. Fire Department, Ed?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing? Okay. Police Department, Mike?
Nothing, sir.
All right. Public Works, Jimmy?
Yeah, I just want to thank my department for the job well done during my absence and everything. Just go to show what kind of leadership they've had in the past. And that I appreciate the council recognizing their hard work during that storm. Thank you.
They did a fine job, Jimmy. They really did.
All right.
You picked two good young men there to lead that. So,
council talked about during the storm or immediately after about recognition for the Labor Day actions from Public Works.
Yes.
I know I talked to a couple of you about mm-hmm. how do we want to proceed on that? I mean, I didn't put it on the agenda, but I wanted us to discuss it, right? To recognize the fact that basically the entire department came in on Labor Day. I know they got overtime, I guess, Arlen. I don't know exactly how the pay played out, but
they ended up getting double time.
Yeah, holiday.
But they got called on a Sunday midday, and they all canceled whatever plans they had for Labor Day. I would like council to consider some recognition. If not at this meeting, then definitely I'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Jimmy and I talked about this slightly. I think I would like to know, I don't know if you're prepared or not, Jimmy, but I'd like to know what your thoughts would be relative to awarding them.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's up to council, and you know, what I'll discuss with you guys for, you know, as the world turns, money does talk, you know, mm-hmm. whether they would like to have a gift certificate or something like that. I would recommend some money, possibly $100 a piece.
And that's not to short shift the other departments.
No.
Not at all. But I just think that this one specifically, everyone else did a great job. So I don't want any of the departments to think that I don't think they did. But Public Works definitely, every single person in that department came in, except for Jimmy, who was on a cruise.
No, they had the storm drains cleared out before anything happened. When
right.
we noticed the water behind the building, they had pumps up here taking
right.
care of that immediately.
We had every department aimed, primed, ready to fire for any particular event. That is a credit to you department heads, all of you. Admin, fire, police, finance, building inspections. You were ready with your team to do, and you did in fact, I guess, go around and do the damage assessments. So I think the difference in this case was we were ready and primed. We did not have to pull the trigger in any department except Public Works. And that was to get ready, as well as to make sure that things were in place for necessary response. So,
picking up the garbage was a big thing.
And the debris prior to the storm that people put out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so how about my proposal to council is, Craig, could you talk with the department heads at your weekly meeting about what you think is right? And then I'll work with Arlen and bring it to the next council meeting on the agenda as some type of recognition for Public Works. Does that seem reasonable?
Yes.
Is that timely enough, Jimmy?
Yes.
You don't think that's too long a lag, right? I mean, let your team know that we're talking about it, and then
absolutely.
That gives us time to do it right. And I would like the other department heads to have a chance to kind of think through you, Craig, since y'all meet together, y'all can have mm-hmm. a good discussion. Because I don't want it to feel like a bad thing for the other departments, but I think there was a lot of stuff that happened before the landfill saying they're going to close and then not close and close, and the recycling and all the other stuff that they got cycled around a lot, and they did a really good job. I want us to recognize it.
Well, I guess I would like, when we meet with the department heads, I would like each of you to think about when we call your men in for a particular service, Sometimes they're here 15 minutes. That's hardly worth it for them financially. Sometimes they're here for 4 hours. That may make a difference. We may want to think about, if you're called in on a holiday weekend for an emergency, there should be a minimum.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Whether it be to look at the, at our stations to check levels. I know we have to check the water every day, and it might be some particular special. I don't know. I just think about it.
What? Just Arlen will be in there with you, so you can watch out for
he'll
us
keep
on the other
me,
side.
Yeah. 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 He'll keep me.
Can't give away the bank either.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing the bank, but.
I know you won't. I mean, I just picked on the one.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
But thanks for the recognition.
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about debris pickup?
We do, since we never answered the question, right?
So we can.
Jimmy asked for guidance, and we didn't really give him guidance over the weekend.
Well, I think we kind of did give him guidance.
I think they did a great job. I think we can move forward now, but we just need to get the information out to the citizens earlier than I felt like was adequate time.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement. So we should, we'll take a look at when we communicate that activity. We need to realize, and I want everybody to realize, we will never be ready and able to meet all 2,200 residents' requirements for timing. So if we set up a time, we'll have to stick with that time. And if somebody can't make it that weekend, we do have a process to collect debris or any other type of material. And consistent with that process is set up, consistent with doing what we say and saying what we do,
right.
I think we're going to refer them to that particular process after we identify a reasonable time that allows for pickup.
Well, I think for this event, we need to do it now, right? So
yeah.
I'm with Jimmy. We do not want to go into another weekend.
No.
So if we want to say this Thursday or we want to say we're done, I think it should come out after this meeting and Mandy can send it out through our distribution list. Here's council met and we're done as of today. He's not going to pick up again until Thursday because he's got trash and all the other stuff. Oh, I know. And people had like landscaping. It's not like brown stuff that's out there. It's green, which means they cut it and put it out. And then they're putting all kinds of other stuff out there too. I just think that having your neighbors pay for you getting the landscaper to cut off and not cart off. Because there were some landscapers that could have carted their stuff off and they put it in the street because it's free. And it's not free. We're all paying for it.
Well, let's end it this week.
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer to say that if it's not out by tomorrow afternoon, it's not going to get picked up and then Jimmy can go around and survey it and then Thursday they'll pick up what's out there. That gives them one more day. And then if we get any issues, I'll be glad to be the bad guy. But
I'm having no problem being the bad guy. I personally think that we should go to our Thursday process.
So we don't,
but I will respect counsel.
Yeah. So we don't charge for this Thursday pickup, regardless of what's out?
No, only debris. Okay. It should only be yard debris. That
yard debris is the only thing I'm talking about.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not talking about couches or mattresses or anything like that.
No. Or washing machines.
It's not a free-for-all like Florence.
And we didn't have power out long enough for anyone's freezer to go bad. So I would propose that we direct Mandy to send out via the email distribution a communication that storm debris, and in parentheses, yard debris, tree, lawn care debris will be picked up. We'll complete for Hurricane Dorian this Thursday.
But it has to be the street by tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Thursday's fine. He's not going to pick up, and he doesn't have time to ride the whole and take notes of where stuff is. Thursday's fine, I think. Don't you agree, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Can you do it, Jimmy? Can you do it Thursday with...
Yeah, we can get it picked up on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, I'll second that.
So that's my motion. Mandy, do you understand what we're asking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's my second.
Okay, any other discussion?
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, being way too generous, but
it's all right.
Yeah, I think
trying to help people like you.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second for a Thursday, a final Thursday Dorian debris pickup. and that is for yard debris.
Right.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And maybe just say it has to be out before Thursday.
Okay.
Because I'm bringing out Thursday afternoon, and Jimmy already went down the road, so before Thursday. Thank you.
Okay, Recreation Department. Recreation Department is at conference, so we don't have anyone here from Recreation. Discussion and consideration of old business. Stormwater study. Mr. Hagler, where do we stand?
So best pulling up the letter, you can pull it up on your iPads. We went back, Jimmy and I met with LDSI and asked them to break up their quote by area. The two real areas of concern, Area A is the first one, which is the north part of town. That's got the majority of the properties that Denise Hubbard highlighted as an issue, if it'll come up. Can you just do the one that was in the other area? In the packet, you might have to make it bigger for your screen somehow. I don't know how she's driving. I'm looking at it on my iPad. But for those in the audience, Area A is the northern part of town. If you remember that what started council down this path was Denise Hubbard brought a PowerPoint presentation after Florence in April to talk about concerns of stormwater drainage with 30 inches of rain in the north part of town. And so she sent an informal survey out in the communities and got these properties back that basically replied to it that they had damage. Some of them were on John Batson's assessment and some of them were not. So we looked at all of them. This covers the majority of those. That's Area A. Area B is the one that encompasses the Sandman lots and the two ponds that Beachwalk owns, and so that's not what I see as Area B when she makes it smaller, maybe. But those are really the two focus areas. The other two are south parts of town and didn't have either one of those issues, but we wanted to address issues around the whole town. So if you look at the cost, there's two ways we could approach this. We could either do the inventory assessment and then the system analysis for either Area A or B with the budget that we basically have, or we could do both of the inventory and assessments for Area A and B, and then once we have those, come back and do the system analysis. So I don't have a strong recommendation either way. For what we had Arlen put in the budget, we can go either way. We can either deep dive one of those areas. If we did A, that would address the citizens' issue concern. If we did B, that would address the council's long-term vision for the Sandman lots by telling us whether we have an issue there or not if we decided to sell those lots. My personal opinion, based on what we saw in Dorian, is I would like us to do Area B, Phase 1 and 2. That would use the money and tell us about those lots. And then we could work with the two HOAs to execute those lots. And then potentially, if the council decided to sell them or if we decided to continue down the stormwater path, we'd work with Arlen on either raising the stormwater fees, finding another source of funding to do Area A. So my recommendation to council, but it's not a hard recommendation, I'm open to your guys' thoughts, is do Phase 1 and Phase 2 for Area B. That's the two lots. That's the two stormwater drains, the two ponds, I'm sorry. Sorry to babble. But I'm open to which way we do it.
So Area B is an independent drainage than Area A, or do they share drainage?
They share some street drainage. There's a little bit of overlap, but not very much.
Okay.
So it'd just be at the north part of that process. What they did is they highlighted with yellow and magenta all the direct feeders for the area of target and then any indirect feeders. So there's a little bit of overlap, but it's not very much. And that's how we asked them to break it up, because we knew money-wise it was going to be beyond what we had budgeted, and so we wanted to give ourselves options and then let council kind of give some direction.
And how much money did we have?
We put it right at $30,000.
Yeah, it's like $29,500.
Yeah, and so that'll do. You can either, if you look, go back to the cost slide. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Beth, down towards the bottom. When she gets it to come up.
I'm looking at it.
Okay. You can either do...
27.6.
Yeah. Area A and B together is 34, so we're a little over. A doing phase 1 and 2 is 35. B doing phase 1 and 2 is 27. So you're in the ballpark right
62
there.
62 for both of them.
Yeah, if you do them all, right, which long term I think we want to do that.
Well, I would prefer to wait on C until the cove is built out to see how that impacts down there.
Yeah. And you can see it's a lot less money because there's a lot less drainage involved. It's all sheet drainage to the street.
But we had.
But just having them come here and doing something, then coming back later, could that drive up the cost down the road? Potentially?
I asked them to break it up so that we could do it in parts, and they did. I don't. I mean, if they did them both together, it might be a little bit beneficial. It might be less than that. But they, by breaking it up, they take that into account.
I'm thinking along the lines of the total plan that we actually are developing here, right? We have Joe very close to, I guess we'll talk about it later, closing with Matsu on ditch drainage and cleaning, which should greatly improve, we hope, the opportunities to salvage and increase drainage in A.
Right.
Right? We have...
although I don't think that's a restriction.
No,
just my personal opinion.
Everything's kind of culminating in it.
Right.
So, but I mean, we're looking at that ditch work there. We've got that ditch work on hand. We're looking at drainage work behind Settlers Landing, which should be helpful. So I would, both of those are in flux. I would support 1 and 2 on B, so we finally resolve the issue that involves the two HOAs as well as the drainage for that particular area.
Right. I mean, that's my recommendation to the council, but it's not a hard recommendation. I'm fine if the council wants to go a different way. That's just my recommendation.
In concert with the other things we have going on, I think it makes sense. I think it's the best use of that particular set aside.
What are your thoughts?
Any other points?
I agree with B, phase 1 and 2. I'm
fine with that. Are you okay with that, Joe?
I'd like to include at least inventory and assessment of A in it. I know that's a little...
Well, that's outside the budget, so then you got to request more money. I mean, that's the other option. I didn't want to do that right now. I think after we get into that...
Well, I think they both, for different reasons, could potentially become...
we're going to come back to it.
Okay.
I think
how quickly?
I think the issue is talking with... Once we get into this, if they find big problems, and I think the more complex of the two is B, that's the other reason I'm leaning that way. If we find big problems, that tells us even more we need to go back to A sooner.
Okay.
And that's when we start working with Arlen on, okay, what do we need to do about the stormwater fee? Because we can change the stormwater fee out of the budget cycle. So if we decide... You know, once we get them involved and start finding information that, oh, we're finding all kinds of problems, we need to immediately get on to A, then it's just Arlen working with us on what we should set the stormwater fee for and then announcing it. I think it's like 60 days, right, Arlen? Because we have to announce it before we can vote on that because it's money or something.
I'm not sure that for that fee requires...
Anyway, so we can get them started, and then if we start finding stuff... We can get, they can continue.
How long will this take them to do B? You know, a week, 2 weeks?
No, it's way more than a week.
Yeah. Probably 6 months.
Yeah.
So we could be potentially looking at almost a year before we do anything up there.
No.
In section
A. Maybe a little faster. I would say around 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to get on their schedule first.
Yeah. They said they would be pretty responsive. And the first thing they're going to do is work with Jimmy's department and then have a surveyor go out. You know, so if whatever way we do, my recommendation is we don't spend more money until we find out what we've got. You know, and then then we can make it work with Arlen on, okay, what should we fund to do the other parts we need to, right?
Arlen, do we have a set aside for the ditch work?
Not specifically. I mean, Jimmy has money in his budget for maintenance, which is what that would be considered. But I'm not sure what other, you know, we're still fairly early in the budget year, I guess, so right. I'm not sure what other things he has planned.
Okay, I mean, now that's a positive action that should have some immediate effect. Did the work behind Settlers, do we have any idea on what that might cost?
Jimmy, you gave an estimate, what, $100,000 behind Settlers, the pipe from the water tower to the ditch?
This material alone is about $30,000. That's not counting the man hours and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you have it contracted, yeah, you're looking probably $100,000.
But you were planning on doing it.
Right, yeah. We don't mind doing it. Yeah. You can't do it, you know. You're looking at least $50,000 or better.
Okay. Now, that's not necessarily specifically budgeted either at this point.
No.
Okay. So, there are plenty of opportunities to spend cash for real work. I personally don't want to pay for tremendous studies. I would like to do the one and two, see what we got. Make sure we have money to get some of these actions taken care of, and then decide what we do next. My opinion, but
yeah, that's where I'm at too.
I'm good.
So I make a motion that we authorize the Public Works Director and the Finance Officer to enter into a contract with LDSI for Phase 1 and 2 in Area B, which is within the budget authority that we set aside in this year's budget.
You'll say it, Joe.
I know you want more, but
y'all just making me contrary tonight. I'll support it.
No, you're not, Joe. You're not contrary. You're heavily involved.
I just think
you have a great understanding of what's going on here. Actually, better than we do.
I just think Area A could become vocal if we have a February rain event, and I would just like to. The biggest thing with this for me is we always have to have progress moving forward, but that's fine. You know, as long as they let us know with Area B any potential issues, so that we can address it and add to it as quickly as possible if needed.
Yep.
I'm hoping we get action on Matsu to help with those drains, and that's one thing we can offer them.
Yeah.
Some actual support there. Okay, there's a...
I'll second Mr. Hagler's
motion. Okay, I was going to ask for a second. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, cool. That passes. We'll do one and two. And Joe, thank you. Keep us on slides. You do know this stuff. You've been involved in
it for
2 years.
Never thought I'd know this much about this topic.
Huh?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Before you move on with new business, Ms. Keeley actually drafted a memo to us, and it's part of our package. You said she wasn't here, but she asked us to review something in this memo.
She did.
It was in the consent agenda, though, right?
Does her liaison want to address that, or?
What's that?
Nikki wrote us a note.
Well, that was in the consent agenda.
It's in the consent agenda. Yeah, authorize the Recreation Department to create us. Number two on the consent agenda. Which it might. Yeah, it was filed under consent, too. Yeah.
Right. So let them create a website.
Okay,
so
right,
that's approved. Okay. Thanks, John, for keeping us honest, though. Anything else on old business? Okay. Proposed text amendment, Chapter 19, Article 2. We had a public hearing this evening on this particular topic. And without public comment, I need a motion to amend Chapter 19 as referenced.
Make a motion we amend as referenced.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I need a motion to adopt the consistency statement.
Make a motion to adopt the consistency statement, 1902.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approval to adopt reorganized and renumbered code of ordinances. We had a public hearing on this as well this evening. There were no comments.
I'll make a motion that we accept the reorganization and renumbering of the code of ordinance as presented during the public hearing.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I do think, as we get some other things to settle down, we do need to look at our book of ordinances and bring them to 2019, clarify them, maybe get rid of some redundant stuff or stuff that really doesn't apply to us. I think Bowden's working on some information for that.
Okay. And planning and zoning too, I'm
assuming. Yeah, but he's going to get that, and he'll go through P&Z. And,
okay. Okay. Proposal to provide comprehensive safety and risk management services to town in the amount of $2,000 for 6 months.
Yes.
That's $2,000 a month for 6 months. Alan, would you, Commissioner Oliver?
Yeah. Our safety committee has met a couple times, and all on the same page about what we want to accomplish. We asked Amy Jarvis, who did our safety audit, to come up with a proposal for us, which she would, which is in your packet of all the things she's going to provide, along with the training, helping with developing policies. And we all felt like it was good money spent. It will be $12,000, and then at a cost of, I think, $50 an hour beyond that. She also will help us with any type of safety-related issues we have, as far as helping with reports or if we do have an OSHA investigation or anything. So she'll come in once a month, do training, possibly 2 to 3 days, depending on what the schedule is. But she built that into our schedule, and we will have to find the money to do this. The department do not have this in their budget, so. My recommendation that we enter into a contract with Amy to provide these safety services for the town.
So when we conclude on this, as I looked at it, it looks like we will be audit ready for any particular agencies.
We should be ready with policy, procedures,
certifications, training.
Yeah, training and everything for our club.
While safety is important to the citizens, it's also important to our staff.
So,
any further discussion on this?
Yeah, just as we're writing our policies for fire and public works, can you just ask her to highlight when there's like exceptions or exemptions, mostly with fire, but I think public works has some as well, that she needs to research very carefully. The one that comes to mind, as the chief and I were talking about, is lanyarding when you're 6 foot off the ground on top of the fire truck.
Yeah, and right? I'd ask the chief to gather some information for us.
Okay.
What other departments are doing. That way we've got some
good
justification.
Yeah.
It makes perfectly good sense to me.
I just want to make sure that we understand where the exemptions are. Because what I want to make sure we don't do is we write a policy that then we don't totally enforce, and then our employees are acting outside the policy because of the way we wrote it, right? But, and I don't know if there are exemptions or not, but I wanted to research that.
But there's other,
as part of it.
Every fire department
that's right
statewide should have that same issue.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
probably some others, and
yeah.
I think as department is, as you go through the policies, you need to flag any like that are like, look, this doesn't make sense with how we work. Is there some exemption for what we're doing or not? And then we got to be very clear to our employees, if it's our written policy, you got to follow it. We'll train you on it, we'll give you the stuff, but once it's our policy, right? And that's where people get in trouble, so thanks.
Yeah, I would like to make sure that we do it for appropriate size departments.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, in that particular event, is the difference if you have 40 firefighters and one guy strapped to the top of the truck for the whole event, as opposed to four or five firefighters who's got to go up and down and up and down?
Well, right? Yeah, but all that stuff will be covered within,
okay,
the,
right,
within,
right,
what OSHA says, and
right,
we'll definitely.
Right.
Okay. All right, so there's a proposal. Or if, is there any other discussion, or is there any other action we want to take this evening?
I'd like to go ahead and have a motion to enter into a contract with her to provide these services. I'll have to get with Arlen to figure out where we. I guess we'll need to come back next month with her.
We actually have something here.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Should have known that.
I think
we'll
look at it. And we'll
have
to approve that at this point.
All right.
See how squared away is. That's all we got.
He's awesome.
I know.
It's really just taking funding from fund balance,
yep,
and
yep,
adding it to the town council budget.
Yep.
Fairly straightforward.
Thank you. So now you can fix your motion.
Yeah.
I used to know what I was thinking.
You didn't get a second on that budget, so now you can restate it.
Okay, now, I'd like to make a motion that we enter into a contract with Amy Jarvis to provide the safety training and risk management services for the town in the amount of $2,000 a month for 6 months, and that the funding be would be provided through the governing body miscellaneous expense. We have a budget amendment for that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Guess I'll sign this.
Mr. Mayor, we have set the Wednesday prior to commission meetings as a 10 a.m. as a safety meeting day. If we have anything, we can give updates and do that stuff. So, and the safety committee is working well. It's good ideas around the table. Chief has Paul Hubbard, and when he saw the price of it, he said, That's a good deal. It's a real good deal for what we're getting.
Okay. All right. Discussion and consideration of new business. I have no particular updates this evening. Any commissioner items to be discussed?
I got a question. Who handles the street lights, like these lights out in the park, down in Oceanfront Park?
Progress Energy.
All right. Did you contact them though, Jimmy?
We have several cases, yes.
All right, because there's one missing in front of the diner, and there's two that's about ready, yeah, to fall up there and went through into the park.
Also, there's one across the street here, it's kind of killed sideways.
And there's a number of streetlights out through town, yeah, after the storm. How do you get the information, Jimmy? I mean, you don't have people on nights, do you? Just people driven drab like we just did, or is there some other way? Or does it get called into town hall, Nancy and Mandy?
I think it kind of comes in all of those ways. And some of the
things
that they reported,
employees. You do report, yeah, figure your guys are driving around, right? Okay. As long as we're reporting them, I'm sure they're pretty busy right now still. But especially up the Urquhart Way, they might be busy for a little
while. Those up at the upper end of Oceanfront Park, beside the new house built. That could be they could fall. They're
kind of
dangling there, so.
I can take them down, but I can't.
I know.
Right.
Well, you might want to call Duke and ask them, do you want to take them down or you want to come?
Yeah.
Because they're afraid, they could fall.
No, exactly right. Yeah, we should barricade around them if we think they could fall. And then either tie them off or get them down. We don't want someone hurt.
Okay, so I guess, Jimmy, you'll take that action.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with Progress Energy. I won't let them hang no longer.
I noticed. They look like they're hanging by wire.
Okay. Mr. Whitley, anything to add?
Just briefly give an update on everything going on with Matsu. The Settlers Lane has, Nancy, we've turned in the forms for the people that will be the security checks. So we're waiting for them to respond. They acknowledged receipt of it. And then also The ditch clearing, we're waiting to hear back from that. Hopefully that might be really good news for the town, but we're not going to count our eggs. How's that go? Count our chickens for the eggs, is that right?
That's something right. Yeah. Chickens for the eggs.
Yeah, so it's been slow progress forward, but we are making that progress to help the drainage on the north side of town, and we'll tackle the south side afterwards.
I believe you have the colonel engaged in that personally.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of feedback lately.
Good. John, anything?
I have nothing.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem?
Just a great job by all the departments during the storm. I'm a little concerned on how many people elected not to leave, but fortunately it was a tropical storm. And we were able to get the curfew lifted by 9 a.m. I think if it had been longer, that might have been more problematic. I hope that people realize it was a tropical storm and make their decisions off of a hurricane when they're thinking about it. And then it was much nicer to be in this site for everyone. I think all the department heads would say, except for Jimmy's, because his isn't any newer, right? No, not because you weren't here, because it wasn't newer, Jimmy. But definitely, it made it a lot nicer to deal with everything, having the space and good buildings. So it was well different than trailers and falling in roofs and the police department and all the other stuff. I mean, fire department. So definitely, the buildings made a big difference, I think. Hopefully, we don't have any more this year that come here.
Well, we had a process. Our process worked. Again, we were not strained, thank God. And what I would like to say is our emergency manager worked incredibly well. Matter of fact, I thought he was a very upstanding citizen. But I want to thank you personally, Commissioner Hegler, for the work you did, for assuming that very difficult role. So thank you.
Certainly.
On behalf of all the citizens.
It's easy to work with this team, that's for sure.
Okay, that brings the agenda to a close. Do I have any questions or any points?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second, we adjourn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.